Some legislators in Olympia say they're having second thoughts about exempting Western Hockey League teams from state labor laws. The managers of the four affected teams in Washington said again Tuesday their survival depends on players being treated as amateur athletes, not workers. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports.
Can't kick it to the stick, backhands it into the crease, and they score!
The general managers of the Seattle Thunderbirds, Spokane Chiefs, Everett Silvertips, and Tri-City Americans teamed up in Olympia.
Circle with it. Shot from the angle, he scores!
For what they hoped would be a scoring play at the Washington legislature. Each of them told a State House panel that the junior hockey business model would fail if they had to pay their players minimum wage, overtime, and observe work hour limits. Robert Torrey runs the Tri-Cities team.
Without this bill, we'd not be able to operate in a fair and competitive league and would have to look at relocation out of the state.
The reason this comes up now is because the Washington State Department of Labor and Industries received a child labor complaint about the Western Hockey League. In response, the league's Washington teams are pushing legislation to short-circuit the investigation and preserve the status quo. Teresa Mosqueda blew the whistle on the idea at that same hearing. She represents organized labor through the Washington State Labor Council.
We think the league can afford to pay these players at least minimum wage, and that these players ought to be able to have the same protections as other workers in Washington State.
What once seemed like an easy skate for the hockey league now looks on thinner ice.
We're all struggling with how do we do this and do it fairly.
Mike Sells is the Democratic chairman of the State House Labor Committee.
The companies they're working for do make profits. You know, it may not be a heck of a lot of profit, and they may do it for the love of the game. But still, it is a profit-making company, and that's different than an institution that's nonprofit.
The Western Hockey League and its member teams face a separate lawsuit filed in Alberta seeking back wages, unpaid overtime, and vacation pay. That again hinges on whether the 16 to 20-year-old players should be classified as student athletes or workers. Former Tri-City Americans player Luke Walter is the lead plaintiff in the proposed class action.
We are treated like pros, and we have to act like pros. We have to follow all these rules, do everything, and then at the end of the day, we're paid like $90 every 2 weeks.
Walter says his overall hockey experience was really good, but he maintains the top-level junior players deserve a better deal.
It is a business, and we are professional athletes, so we deserve, like, definitely more, and we need more say.
That kind of perspective brought an older former player for the Seattle Thunderbirds off the bench. Al Kaniski drove to Olympia to urge lawmakers to keep WHL hockey alive in Washington State.
I thought I would come by and add my own story because I know this is a great program for young players, and I'm proof that it works for all players.
Kaniski was drafted by the Philadelphia Flyers, but did not play professionally. He instead used college scholarship credits earned in junior hockey to launch a career in high tech in Seattle. Team owners lately have emphasized that while they don't pay salaries to their players, they provide 1 year of college tuition and fees for each year of playing service. I'm Tom Bonsi in Olympia.